The president of Harvard University, Claudine Gay, was finally forced out of office yesterday. The first black president of the school resigned in disgrace. But you probably heard that. You don't tune into my channel just to hear me regurgitate the obvious. You tune in for quality analysis. Get plenty of contextual and historical background information on stories. And to have a good time. And you're going to get all that and more, so stay tuned and be sure to subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because you're not going to get information and analysis like this anywhere else. What makes this extra hilarious is she was the diversity hire, first black president of the university, didn't even make it a year on the job, and when she was first given the job, the liberal media industrial complex celebrated her amazing achievement.
Harvard University making it history by naming its first black president.
Well, for the first time in history, a black woman will lead Harvard University.
Some more good news here. A Stanford alum and former professor has been named Harvard University's first black president.
Their very first president of color.
She will be the first person of color.
First president of color.
Claudine Gay will be the first president of color and second female president in the school's history.
Well, you get the point. But aside from her being a diversity hire, her entire career was built on a mountain of lies. It was discovered that she has committed at least 50 instances of plagiarism, which makes this meme of her departure statement extra hilarious. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. Claudine Gay. If you don't know, those are the lyrics from a Linkin Park song. Ibrahim X. Kendi, who is sort of like the new Al Sharpton. He is like the head anti-white guru of critical race theory, tweeted that racist mobs won't stop until they topple all black people from positions of power and influence who are not reinforcing the structure of racism. What these racist mobs are doing should be obvious to any reporter who cares about the truth or justice as opposed to conflicts and clicks. Notice the epic community note there. He got fact-checked, pointing out that she is a serial plagiarist. Former CNN contributor Mark Lamont Hill says that, quote, the next president of Harvard University must be a black woman. And here he is, if you're not familiar with his genius.
To say that the Black Lives Matter movement is racist is bizarre to me. Not just because black people don't have the institutional power to be racist or to deploy racism, but because the movement is called for justice.
What's really miraculous and mind-boggling is that she wasn't fired immediately after her congressional testimony about a month ago during a hearing about the rising tensions between Jewish students and pro-Palestinian students on college campuses because of the latest war in Israel between Israel and Hamas. When she was questioned by Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, she basically gave a non-defense of the Jewish students, which is quite shocking because not only is criticizing anything that Israel does or any aspect of Judaism or Jewish culture considered to be widely anti-Semitic, but also not defending them aggressively enough in the face of supposed anti-Semitism is also framed as anti-Semitism. And she just sat there and refused to defend them at all. And the reason for that is because in the new woke Olympics, the Jews are seen as white people who are oppressing the brown Palestinians. And that is what kicked this whole thing off. The plagiarism discovery was only later, when people started digging in for other reasons to try to get rid of her, when she stunningly survived the anti-Semitism accusations. After her shocking testimony, she posted this video message claiming that she and Harvard support free speech, which of course is a lie.
Our university embraces a commitment to free expression. That commitment extends even to views that many of us find objectionable, even outrageous. We do not punish or sanction people for expressing such views.
Yes, you do. Kyle Kashuv, one of the Parkland students who was a classmate of David Hogg, who became the big anti-gun activist after that terrible tragedy down in Parkland, he was accepted to Harvard, Kyle Kashuv was, but then some previous comments resurfaced that he had made years earlier when he was like 16 years old, where he used the dreaded N-word. And so Harvard rescinded his acceptance. They canceled his acceptance. And after a testimony, numerous wealthy donors, whose ethnicity I better not mention because I don't want to be accused of perpetuating any kinds of stereotypes, but numerous wealthy donors, they announced that they were no longer going to give any money to Harvard unless she resigned. So there was definitely a lot of leverage behind the scenes being used to push her out. And it's amazing that it took this long. But there's still more work to do because she still works at the university. And this story might die down and everybody's going to assume that this was a tremendous victory against a massive plagiarist. But she is still, for now, a professor at the university, making almost $1 million a year. And what is she a professor of, you ask? Well, I'll give you one guess. African-American studies. And of course, it wasn't the systemic anti-whiteism that she and others in the university have been perpetuating for years that cost her her job as the president. It was the anti-Semitism. Harvard lost a Supreme Court case last year, you may recall. And so technically, they're not supposed to discriminate against white applicants and Asian applicants. They're not supposed to engage in black favoritism anymore. But there is a loophole in that ruling. And so immediately after it was issued, they announced that they're still going to engage in anti-whiteism and anti-Asianism and black favoritism by judging the essay portion of the applications. If black students write an essay about how much racism they've had to overcome in America in the 21st century, then they can technically say that they're judging the application on the quality of the essay and how amazing they are overcoming the terrible struggles that black people have to face in America in 2024, instead of just saying that they're letting them in because they're black. You really have to read my new book, The War on Conservatives, because there's so much more to this issue than I could say out loud here on YouTube. So order it in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below. And by the way, this week, get free shipping on anything from MarkDice.com by using the promo code NEWYEAR at the checkout. And that includes Trump Claws, the sweatshirt, and the t-shirt, which I'm going to leave in the store in stock for the next couple days, maybe through the weekend if you want to just get them now so you have them in time for next Christmas. So get them or get your Wonderful President shirt, Trump mugshot shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. And get free shipping on anything in the U.S. this week by using the promo code NEWYEAR at the checkout. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.